Welcome to Sales Leader Q&A with Dr. Richard Ruff. This is our chance to take a deeper dive into one of Richard's articles. This one's titled, Getting Better at Selling, It's About Persuading, Not Informing. I'm Scott Olson, along with my business partner, Gary Brashear.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for joining us. In your article, you highlight three ways a sales professional can join the ranks of those who have mastered the art and science of persuasion. The first point you make is it's not about gaining agreement, it's about internalizing value. Why is this important, and how might a sales professional become effective at helping their customers internalize value?
Great. Well, first of all, Scott and Gary, it's great to be with you all again and your audience. Yeah, I think this is kind of an important topic, actually. If you really sort of internalize the notion that selling is about persuading versus informing, you've started your journey off on a very good foot. And there are a couple things to think about if you want to get serious about that. And one of them is the point just made that it is about gaining an agreement. It's not about just that. It's about also internalizing value. And first of all, let's start by what do we mean by gaining agreement? And what we mean by that is it's not just about gaining agreement about the product's features. Selling is not about pitching products. What it's about is you and the customer developing a shared vision of what the value of that product is for the customer. And if you're going to get a little bit better at that, there are a couple of ways to look at it. If you were a salesperson and you really genuinely wanted to help the customer appreciate the value of the product, how would you go about doing that? Well, I think there are two things that you might want to take a look at. One is you might want to help the customer to think about the significance of the problem that's on the table. You know, the more complex the problem, oftentimes, the customer doesn't really know all the possible implications of that problem if it's not solved. So one of the things that you want to do as a salesperson is discuss with the customer what the true significance of the problem is and help them to understand all the operational and technical implications of that problem. Because if your product is solving a larger, more significant problem, clearly, it's going to be more value to the client. So the first thing you have to think about is, do you and the customer have a shared vision of the problem of the solution you're about ready to discuss? And have you done everything to help the customer to genuinely understand the totality of the consequences of not solving that problem? The second angle, of course, is the fit. When you talk about getting the problem on the table, now you come around to describing how is your solution going to solve that problem. And one of the things that's true is you have to develop a targeted presentation directed against the specific problems that customer has. In my mind, Gary, there is no such thing as a really great standard product pitch. There just isn't. You have to talk about your product in terms of the specific problems that specific client has. That's what an effective presentation is. If you want to internalize value, think about how you're going to go about developing a shared vision of what the significance of the problem is. And secondly, helping the customer to genuinely see how your product solves that problem.
When you're developing as a sales professional, you're developing this presentation that's unique to helping them realize the value of your solution. What best practices have you seen in your tenured career on how to do that the best way?
Well, you know, I think it's a great question. I mean, one of the things when you really study people who are good at selling is that they're very good at leveraging resources, both inside of their company and also within the client organization. Let's take the client organization. One good way to do what you just said is to have internal champions inside the customer organization. If you look at the best salespeople, they always have people that they can go to inside of their major clients that they can have serious conversations with so that they can genuinely understand the kind of things that the average salesperson will never find out because you know that person. You've developed trust over time. So one thing I would do is I would get serious about how do I go about developing internal champions inside the client organization. And the second thing, of course, is how do I use resources inside my own organization? Am I effectively using my product people? Am I using my territory managers? So I think it's all about how do I effectively use resources inside the client organization and inside my own organization.
Hi, this is Scott Olson, founder of the Olson Group. If you found this podcast helpful and informative, don't forget to subscribe via your favorite podcast app or follow the show on Spotify. If you are looking to take your sales organization to the next level and accelerate the growth of your business, the Olson Group can help. Please feel free to reach out to me directly via email at scott@olsongroup.net or call me at 503-525-8866. Thanks again for listening.